Chapter 1. An Island on the River. We had our swim before the sun went down. The sun sank behind the brown stretches of cornfields. The warm air that rested on the water and the clean sandbar grew fresher and smelled of the grasses and sunflowers growing on the shore. The river was brown, like any other of the half-dozen streams that water the Nebraska cornlands. On one shore was a line of short bluffs. A few trees threw light shadows on the long grass. It was on a small island that we built our watchfire. We had been careful not to hurt the freshness of the place, although we often swam to the island on summer evenings and lay on the sand to rest. This was our last watchfire of the year. The next week, the other boys were to go back to Sandtown High School. I was to go teach at my first country school. I was already sad at the thought of leaving the friends with whom I had always spent so much time. We were friends mainly because of the river. We spent a lot of time together at the river. There were six of us. There were the two Hassler boys, Fritz and Otto. They were the sons of the town's tailor. Otto, the elder, was the best at math at our high school. There was Percy Pound, a fat boy with a freckled face. He was always being kept in for reading detective stories at his desk in school. There was Tip Smith, who was our group's joker. He walked like an old man and had a funny laugh. Tip worked hard in his father's store every afternoon. The tallest among us was Arthur Adams. He had green eyes and a nice voice. To be sure, he was not at school very much of the time. He was 17. He should have finished high school the year before, but he was always off in some other place. Arthur's mother was dead, and his father wanted to send him away to school. I remember him as a tall, brown boy with an intelligent face. Later, people said that Arthur had been given to evil ways as a boy. However, if he did anything bad with others, he never showed these things to us. We would have followed Arthur anywhere, and he led us into no worse places than the marshes and cornfields. Then, of course, there was me. And as I have said, I was about to start my first job.